Music they're not supposed to. Tune in to listen to me every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
Hello, my name is Jim Bryson, and you're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
The god of war, and I will cut you down. All right, welcome back to Harmony Corruption. That was Satyricon with Nemesis Divina, the title track off their third album. Came out 30 years ago this year. Came out in 1996. Very special album, very fun album. It features none other than Nocturno Culto on guitars. Before that, Motorhead with the title track off, oh geez, let me think here, their sixth album, if I'm remembering correctly. Yep, because it went Ace of Spades, Another Perfect Day, and then this one. I don't even know if I could say the song yet, because it's not 9 o'clock, and I don't want the CRTC to step in. So anyway, that's the title track off Motorhead's sixth album. I will leave it at that. One of my favorite Motorhead songs, probably some of Lemmy's all-time greatest lyrics as well. Lemmy is sorely missed, that's for sure. I will always worship at the altar of Motorhead. There's a reason I have the big back patch on one of my jackets, as the Motorhead Born to Lose, Live to Win, with the Ace of Spades on it. And one of the greatest bands ever. I'll leave it at that. Alright, so we got the UK, we got Norway. Let's see, where are we off to next? Germany. Creator. It's Beautiful February. How about Winter Martyrium? This is off Creator's Renewal album, their fifth album, and one that I feel gets unfairly slept on all the time. I love it. It's so good. It's kind of cold, kind of industrial, a little bit Coroner-y at times, like some of their later material, which came out after this one, but you know what I mean? Which is fun, because the guitarist from Coroner actually joined the band on not the next album, the album after that, and the one after that as well. After that, a band that I'll be seeing in a couple weeks, Anthrax with Armed and Dangerous. This is off Spreading the Disease. One of my favorite Anthrax songs. I hope they play it live. The Megadeth Anthrax Exodus Tour just kicked off in BC, so it's on the other coast of the country right now, but it will be here soon enough. Very excited for that. Can't wait to see them. I've seen the Megadeth set list. Looks pretty cool. I think they're playing at least 2 songs off the new album. It'd be cool to see them get that up a little bit, maybe 3 or 4 songs. Maybe the set list will have some variation as they go along. Either way, set list looked really good. When I saw them in Moncton 2 years ago, set list was fantastic. And it looks like they're actually playing a few more songs than when I saw them. I think when I saw them, they played 14 songs. I think they're playing like 16 or 17 songs now. So I'll take it. The more Megadeth, the better, really. I love Megadeth, so I'll take it. And Anthrax, I've seen them live before. They put on a good show. I think Exodus is the actual official quote-unquote opener. So Anthrax is like the co-headliner, is I guess what you could call it. I don't really know. Either way, so Anthrax and Megadeth have the longer sets. I think Megadeth's obviously got the longest. Anthrax looks like they play probably like 45 minutes to an hour, and Exodus looks like they play like 30, maybe 40 minutes. So anyway, super, super excited about that. Speaking of live shows as well, the tickets to see Napalm Death, I believe they sold out for Fredericton at the Cap or Charlotte Street Arts Center. Hosted by the Cap, but the show is at the Charlotte Street Arts Center. The Tide and Boar tickets in Moncton are still available, so make sure you hop on that soon, because those tickets are flying, it seems, and Napalm Death doesn't come to town too often. Last time they did, I was, I don't even think I was 10, so I've made it into my mid-20s, so, anyway, very excited for the summer. I think that's coming up in May, near the end of May. Anyway, after Creator and Anthrax, got another band that I just mentioned, Megadeth with She-Wolf. This is the one off Cryptic Writings. Not my favorite Megadeth album, but I love this song. So anyway, without further ado, that is more than enough talking. Here is Creator, Anthrax, and Megadeth on Harmony Corruption. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. mother of all that is evil. Her lips are poisonous venom. Wicked temptress knows how to please. Priestess roars, get down on your knees. The right of the praying mantis. Kiss the bones of the enchantress. Spellbound, searching through the night. Howling man surrenders the fight. The fight. The flesh obey me. The lioness will enslave me. Another heartbeat than my own. Sound of glass on cobblestone. I'm torn.
Welcome back. That was Megadeth with She-Wolf. Before that, Anthrax with Armed and Dangerous. Before that, Creator with Winter Martyrium off Renewal. Up next, good friend, the grind connoisseur, I usually send him the audio for these episodes, so he's usually about a week behind on episodes. I always look forward to seeing and hearing his reactions to new episodes. He particularly likes when I just go full tonal whiplash because he listens to it on like the way to work sometimes. He really loves when I open up black metal too. anyway, so this next batch of songs, it's very much tonal whiplash. In the best possible way. Up first, Emperor with a cover of Bathory with A Fine Day to Die. After that, Judas Priest with Love Bites. I have a tape deck in my car, because my car is from the early 2000s, and I have a tape copy of Defenders of the Faith by Judas Priest, and that lives in the dash of my car. Pretty much never leaves, except for when I put Ram It Down in. Anyway, I've been listening to this album a lot the last few months while driving around. And anyway, this was probably one of my least favorite songs off Defenders of the Faith for a very long time, but it's really grown on me. I think hearing it a couple thousand more times than when I used to listen to Defenders of the Faith on CD, of course, in my old car on the way to school back in high school when I was in grade 12. It was the soundtrack alongside Sin After Sin to many of my early morning drives to school, and reminds me of my first radio show, Metal Mondays, that I did back at Chop FM, and this show's syndicated on Chop FM as well, so for everybody listening in beautiful Newmarket, hello. Anyway, after Judas Priest with Love Bites, Converge with Fault and Fracture, this is off Jane Doe, and then Glorious Depravity with Death Never Sleeps. Why not? Some really good death metal, some, I don't know, whatever you consider Converge to be. They just put out a new album, though. This is not off of it because I don't have a copy of it yet. And again, everything I play is from my own collection. And to my good pal, the Grind Connoisseur, enjoy your drive to work. All right, welcome back. That was Glorious Depravity with Death Never Sleeps, the title track off their album from last year. As well, Converge with Fault and Fracture, Love Bites by Judas Priest, and Emperor with a cover of Bathory's wonderful A Fine Day to Die. That's off Scattered Ashes, I believe is the name of the compilation. It's kind of like a, how would I put it? Mixture of a greatest hits and B-sides and rarities compilation. Disc 1's mostly kind of like quote-unquote greatest hits. Side, or Disc 2 is, you know, the B-sides, rarities, songs from splits, songs from EPs, things like that. Maybe some demos too, I can't remember. I think there's a couple of like remixes done by Ulver as well, which is interesting enough, I guess. Emperor knows how to make a compilation right. That's probably one of the coolest compilations you can get from a band, because I'm not a big compilation guy generally, but if you're gonna do it, that's how you do it. My old drum teacher actually gave me that CD when I was like 13, and I listened to that compilation a ton. Same with, he also gave me Nine, Equilibrium, and Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk. Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk is still my favorite Emperor album by far. Love that album. Front to back, perfect. Anyway, moving on. Got lots of other stuff. Next batch of songs is all Canadian, actually. And there's a huge chunk of them, so I'm just going to kind of play all of them. Murder with Ars Nova, Intonate with two songs, Eternal Seed and The Swerve, Antiantics with Vision Monolithique, and then Demagogue with Vibrational Structures, Digestion Feedback, and Engaging the Organarium. Anyway, so here is Martyr, Intonate, Antiantics, and Demagogue on Harmony Corruption.
Why don't the land of justice disappear? This all this immortality.